Welcome to the Daily News Update for Thursday, November 5th of 2020. Wow, the election battle continues and the fraud is right out in front for everyone to see. I think that really what's going to happen here is that the statistical analysis of these votes is going to show a clear pattern of just outright fraud way beyond, you know, like five standard deviations of statistical probability. In swing states, it's amazing that where Joe Biden has been getting all these votes, like 200,000 overnight for Wisconsin or 138,000 overnight for Michigan, somehow the Democrat senators in many of these swing states did not receive the same level of votes. I wonder why. And the answer is because they weren't real votes at all. In some cases, it looks like state officials just went into the computers and just added 200,000 for Joe Biden. Like they didn't even have ballots. In other cases, it looks like they stuffed tens of thousands of ballots. But some of these ballots, it looks like, were just marking it down for Biden to win. They didn't really care about the down ballot races. So the fraud is obvious. And now in Wisconsin, it looks like they had to rig so many fake votes for Biden to try to beat Trump that they've got like an 89 or 90% turnout now for the entire state, it looks like, because they had to keep rigging so many votes. I mean, Trump won by such a huge margin that the fraud became apparent in trying to beat Trump with fraud. Now, the good news is that the American people aren't swallowing this. They're not going to stand for it. And as I said in a podcast that went live today, it's not a real election if the votes are rigged. So if Joe Biden thinks he's going to declare victory, it's not a real victory. He's not a real president. None of us are going to accept this. And what's fascinating here, I was planning on doing a video about this, is that, you know, elections are based on the social contract where people on both sides agree to respect the outcome of the election if the election is fair and free. But if the election is rigged and fraudulent, then no one is required to accept the outcome because the fraud breaks the social contract, obviously. So power comes from the people to the government. If the people withdraw their consent and say, guess what? We're not going to recognize a Joe Biden administration at all. We're not going to participate in that. Maybe people say we're not going to send money to the IRS. Maybe they say we're not going to respect federal agencies at all. We're not going to participate in a Joe Biden administration because it was faked and it was rigged. Then, in fact, that administration has very little power if there's widespread withdrawing of consent, which is exactly what would happen. And this gets to how the nation actually breaks apart. And by the way, I don't think that Joe Biden is going to win this. I still think Trump is going to win this because he's got the Supreme Court on his side. The real votes are on his side. He's challenging the election in many, many states. We've got a story today. He just sued Michigan to prevent ballots from being counted without proper oversight. We have an enormous amount of evidence of total fraud. We have states like Pennsylvania, where GOP observers are not even allowed to observe the counting of votes, and where overnight in Pennsylvania, they just said, oh, we just discovered 750,000 mail-in ballots that we didn't know existed until today, right? Total fraud. And even fraud in Arizona, where they reported they had 92% of the votes in. It was like 99%. And it turns out it wasn't. They still hadn't counted the pro-Trump counties. Everything was rigged. From Fox News rigging it, mainstream media rigging it, the state voting authorities in Michigan and Wisconsin, in the Democrat city strongholds like Milwaukee, you know, and Detroit and so on, or Philadelphia in Pennsylvania, it's all rigged, which means one simple thing. It's invalid. It's invalid. And as Steve Bannon said, we're not going to play their games. We're not going to play their games and try to hope that the numbers come out for us. They, the left, they're going to print whatever number of ballots they need night after night after night to create the illusion that they've won. Trump needs to step up now and say, number one, this is all invalid. Nationwide criminal fraud, massive conspiracy to rig the election and steal the United States of America away from the people and put it under the control and in the power of traitors and fraudsters. And that's what I really want to get across to you today. I'm not going item by item into the news items here, although you can go on to naturalnews.com and you can see the individual news items. I'm here to say today, join myself and people like Steve Bannon, Rudy Giuliani, and others in saying, we don't consent to your fraud. We are not playing in your fraud game. You rigged the elections. You stuffed the ballot boxes. It's so obvious. You were committing massive fraud. You destroyed the Trump ballots. You had a Sharpie Gate situation in Arizona to disqualify Trump ballots. You've got counties in Wisconsin where there's over 100% of registered voters turned out to vote, which is impossible. You got dead people voting all over these swing states. People who were born in the 19th century are voting in some of these. I mean, it's insane. It's totally rigged. And the GOP observers are not allowed to observe. And you got videos and photos of cars rolling up at 3 a.m., 4 a.m., 5 a.m., just unloading wagons full of ballots, all for Joe Biden. And then you have the statistical proof that these ballots are faked. Now, if we only count the ballots that are legal and that are certified and that are cast by Americans, then Trump wins in a landslide. The only way the Democrats win is if they count fraudulent ballots, fake ballots, ballots from illegal aliens, and ballots that may not be attributed to any person at all, because in some places they're not even checking signatures, they don't care about postmarks. And in Michigan, as you saw with Project Veritas, the U.S. Postal Service is backdating the mail date so that more ballots can be counted. It's total fraud. So what Trump needs to do is come out and declare, this is a massive criminal fraudulent operation by the Democrats, which Joe Biden admitted to on camera. He bragged about it. He said that we, the Democrats, have the most sophisticated voter fraud organization in the history of our nation. He said it on camera, openly bragging about it. And this is why Democrats expressed so much confidence in the outcome of the election, because they knew they were just going to print the votes that they needed in Pennsylvania and Georgia and Michigan and Wisconsin and North Carolina. Anywhere they needed the votes, they would just come up with them. They even had a media narrative in advance to say, it's going to be a red mirage. You're going to think Trump won on election day. And then over the next few days, Democrats are just going to find more votes. Yeah, they are finding more fake votes, but those votes don't count. They don't count under the Constitution. So when this goes to the Supreme Court, Trump wins. When this gets challenged in the state legislatures, Trump wins. And Trump also wins by simply asserting the truth here, that the Democrats are a massive national criminal fraud organization, and they are disqualified. In fact, every Democrat victory in this election should be disqualified, every single one of them. And I've laid out in a very important article today called Save the Republic, how Trump can invoke the 14th Amendment to strip away the Electoral College votes of states like California that are engaged in aiding and abetting insurrectionist forces that are operating a rebellion against the United States of America. And in the case of California, it's big tech. So you've got Twitter censoring Trump all day long, censoring all his tweets, and now calls by Democrats for Twitter to delete the president. Facebook just deleted a massive group called, I think, Stop the Fraud, that was announced by Trump yesterday or the day before. It had 350,000 followers. Facebook just deleted it. That is election interference, but it's more than that. It's rebellion. It's insurrection. It's criminal. It's really treason against the United States, and it's protected by the state of California because it's coming from big tech, which is an industry that California protects because, of course, it favors Joe Biden and it punishes Trump supporters. Trump can order the DOJ to seize Twitter, seize Facebook, arrest their CEOs today, declare them to be engaged in an open insurrection, in a treasonous rebellion against the United States, and then Trump can strip from California its electoral votes. then the election's over. It's done. And it's all constitutional. Read the 14th Amendment. This is described in Section 2, and to some extent Section 3, but mostly Section 2 about the electoral votes. And I've given details about that in my article on naturalnews.com. So the good news is that Trump is a fighter. He's a brawler. He's not going to give in. And the people that are with him, Rudy Giuliani and Steve Bannon and many, many others, they're not going to give in either. As long as they are willing to fight, they win. The only way they lose is if they give up and surrender to the communist-run Biden fraud. It's all fraud, and it will be exposed. All Trump has to do is stick with his guns here, demand recounts, and demand audits of all the votes. And you watch, hundreds of thousands of Biden votes will be thrown out because they're fake votes in Wisconsin and Michigan and Pennsylvania and Georgia and other places because they're all fake. It's all criminal fraud. And not only that, as I said in a podcast that is about to be published, when this is all said and done, what we, the American people, need to demand is not just that Trump get a second term because he won the election, but that the people who committed this ballot fraud be arrested, prosecuted, and if found guilty, publicly hanged to death for treason. Because they have engaged in treason, a crime against this nation. They have disenfranchised the votes of hardworking American people like you and I, who pay taxes, who contribute to society, and all we wanted was one vote. But our vote got overthrown by hundreds of thousands of fake fraudulent votes that Democrats rolled in with, you know, computer alterations or wagons full of fake ballots. That is not acceptable, and it will not be tolerated. And anyone who engages in organized ballot fraud in America, in my opinion, once found guilty, should be put to death via public hanging. We've got to get back to some penalties for these people, or they will continue to carry out their fraud and their crimes in America. We can't just say, like the whole deep state swamp FISA court situation, they abused their power, they spied on Trump. Not one of them has been arrested yet. Not one of them has gone to jail. None of them have even been charged. That's unacceptable. And the same thing is true with this election fraud. Everyone who carried out this fraud needs to be prosecuted for treason because they are messing with our country. They are messing with our freedom. And if we let them win, they will destroy us. They will destroy our nation. They will destroy our speech. They will take away our Constitution, our Bill of Rights, our Second Amendment, all of it. You will end up living under absolute tyranny. And if they find out who you are, they'll come kill you and throw your body in a ditch, by the way. That's how this goes if you don't fight it. Just ask the ghosts of people who died under the Maoist revolutions or the Stalinist revolutions or the Chavez revolution in Venezuela or the revolutions in Cuba and other places. You either fight it now or you end up dead in a ditch. So folks, join me in demanding that we stand up right now and defend our nation right now, even if it means standing up with our president, with our Second Amendment, our Bill of Rights, defend this nation or we lose everything. Thank you for listening. This is Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com. Join me at brighteon.social for more updates every evening. Thanks for listening.